Hi, this is Bruce Adler, and you are listening to Dave's Gone By on WGBB.
Excuse me, shalom!
Shalom!
Shalom! Oh, my God, I am so thrilled. I am so happy to have with me on the air on WGBB this wonderful, talented singer, dancer, actor named Bruce Adler. Oh, I'm so thrilled. I've got such nachas here.
Thank
Bruce,
you. The pleasure is mine, Rabbi.
I watch you every year on the Chabad telethon.
You do?
Every year. You're doing a thing with the old-time radio with the clippity-clop and the thing.
Long Lebensolster.
Deluxe soap. I love this. Oh, how did you get that? Have you been doing that since the very beginning?
Not since the very beginning, but a long time. A long time. I'm a good friend of Rabbi Pearl's. And their work is very good, and it's a mitzvah, and I enjoy doing it.
Well, wait, the Rabbi Pearl is the Hanukkah one, then there's the other
yes.
one, that's the Kunin.
Kunin, I do that one also out in L.A. also, the Life L'Chaim.
This is
and they all do good work, and it's, like I say, it's a mitzvah, and it's a pleasure to do mitzvahs, all kinds of mitzvahs. That's always fun.
This is true, but spill the beans. What is Rabbi Kunin really like? This is what I want to know.
Well, all I can tell you is he's the only person in the last 30 years who got me to Lake Twilden.
Oh, goodness. Well, you're a married man, so as long as that's the only thing you're laying, I
think
we're in good shape.
That's it, yes, happily married, thank God. As a matter of fact, Kimp Mira Mazel Tov.
Oh, by your muzzling? What?
Yeah. In the beginning of March, I'm going to become a daddy.
Not a granddaddy, but a daddy.
A daddy. There's life in the altar box yet.
Oh, my goodness. You got the schmeckle working there. How old are you?
Can I know how? What?
Can I know how? If I may ask, how old you are?
Yeah, can you keep a secret?
There's nobody listening, so sure.
I can, so I don't tell too many people my age, but I'm 136.
Oh, this is exciting. You don't look a day over
90. A day over 90, yes.
So tell me something. Tell me. How did you... You are from a Yiddish theater family, but not the Jacob Adler family, another Adler family, or how does that work?
That's right. My parents were Henrietta Jacobson and Julius Adler, and my uncles were Irving Jacobson and Jaime Jacobson, and on the Jacobson side, my grandparents were also actors, Bessie and Joseph Jacobson. And the other Adler family, although not relations of mine, were very good friends of ours. I actually studied with Stella when I was a young boy. But I grew up on Second Avenue and learned all my lessons, played children's parts in the Yiddish theater, learned all the tricks of the trade, learned how to dance, learned how to sing, watched the greatest comedians do comedy. And I learned my lessons from all of them. And very much the career that I have in the American theater, you know, having been nominated for a couple of Tony Awards and whatever success I have, is very much due to the lessons I learned and the great artistry of the performers I used to watch.
Well, yeah. Is there a difference between acting in the Yiddish theater and acting in the regular Goyish American theater?
No, the only two differences are the language and the money they pay. Of English theater. You know, in the English theater, they pay a little bit better.
Just a little. If you're equity.
Yes.
So do you remember the first show that you were in after children's theater?
Well, when I was a kid, the story my mother used to tell me was she was doing a show called Wer ist Schuldig? Who is Guilty? She was pregnant. She was in her eighth month of her pregnancy. And in order to hide the pregnancy, she was playing the part of a grandmother. And in a very, very quiet scene, it was a scene where the young boy who was a naval officer is sitting at the Sabbath table, and all of a sudden the announcement comes over the radio that Pearl Harbor has been bombed, and he gets up and he goes off to war. It's a very poignant, very dramatic scene. And at that precise moment, I chose to kick. And my mother reacted to the kick and banged into the table and knocked over glasses and silverware clattered to the floor. And I upstaged an entire company 2 months before I was born.
Gewalt, it's theater of the absurd before you're even born.
Exactly. So that was the first theatrical appearance. And after that, I did vaudeville. I helped kill vaudeville at the age of three. And then at the age of 7, I started doing speaking roles. I worked with Jenny Goldstein. I worked with my parents. I worked with Maurice Schwartz when I was a young boy.
What was it like working with Maurice Schwartz?
Oh, it was fabulous. He was an amazingly wonderful actor. And actually, if you watch his Tevye, the movie Tevye, his performance holds up by today's standards. He was really quite a natural, wonderful, wonderful actor. And like I said, I was very lucky. For some reason, everybody liked me. You know, I wasn't a wise guy. I wasn't a smart, you know, a smart-ass kid.
A smart tuchus, you can, yes.
Yeah, I was a good kid, and I had a little bit of talent, and I listened, and I took my direction. And so, for the most part, almost everybody I worked with liked me, and I got along well, and I really learned a lot of good lessons. I also learned a lot of things that were not to do. You know, if you're a smart kid and you're watching, you choose and you see things that people do and you say, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to do that.
Such as?
Well, I won't. I mean, I can't be specific.
You don't
but,
have to
you
name
know.
The names, but like, what was this person doing that you saw and you went, oy.
No, I mean, but somebody would do a dance step and not do it well, or somebody would make a choice in a scene and play a laugh line a certain way, or make a facial grimace, or do something that I didn't feel was becoming, or that I didn't like the way it looked. And so you learn lessons, and the lessons you learn in life are what to do and sometimes what not to do.
This is true.
You know, so as long as you learn.
But how did you make then the transition when Yiddish theater was going the way of the dodo or the stingray or whatever to...
It was in its decline. You know,
unfortunately,
as
yeah.
long as it's here still, it's not gone. It was just in a state of decline and is actually in a little bit of a renaissance. But I was easy for me because I was American-born and I had no problem with the language. And I just started to audition and I got roles and I got my union card. And like I say, I happened to be at the right place at the right time. And I had enough talent and ability to take care of the break when I got it.
And the break was it crazy for you or before then?
The real big break, oddly enough, was a Yiddish-American musical. Well, first, my first big break was 1979, where I played the peddler Ali Hakim in Oklahoma, the 79 revival of Oklahoma. And after that, I did Sunday in the Park with George, and I did Rumors. I did a lot of Broadway shows. But the thing that really set my career going, or as it is, for whatever it is right now, is when I got my Tony nomination for Those Were the Days, which was a Yiddish-American musical in 1991.
Was that Eleanor Reiser doing that?
Yes, yes, she directed it, and she was also in it, and so were Bob Abelson and Mina Byrne, and it was a wonderful cast.
Is Mina still with us, by the way? Is she still...
She sure is, and she's still performing and still kicking butt when she does.
Oh, mit Mazel.
She's a fabulous lady, Mina.
This is great.
And matter of fact, we speak to her quite often, and she's great. She's very excited about the Yingala that's coming. So,
the Yingala. Oh, you're
yeah,
yes.
the new Adler on the block.
When is that due, by the way?
Beginning of March, end of February, beginning of March.
Do you know what it's going to be besides
yes,
the Adler?
Yes, it's going to be a boy.
Oi, God willing. God willing.
We saw pictures already. We took pictures, and he's the first picture we had of him was with his hands behind his head, with his feet crossed, like he's watching television.
He's Jewish.
So Kinahara, and he's his daddy's boy, you know.
Now, speaking of Judaism,
yes.
I
used to be a rabbi too, by the way. I didn't have a congregation. I worked at the Ever Ready Battery Company, and as the batteries came off the line, they used to say, "A long life, a long life."
Oh God!
All right, but we'll forget about that. Ask your question.
Assault with daggers. What? You're not Orthodox, though. I would imagine you couldn't be. In order to do American theater, because there's Friday nights, there's... Or are you Orthodox and just...
No, I'm not. I'm pretty much a conservative. I'm not very religious at all, but I am culturally very Jewish. I'm very proud of my heritage. I'm very proud of the language. I'm proud of the humor. I'm proud of the history. It's just that I'm not a religious person. And my parents weren't either, because being actors, we weren't able to keep Shabbos. We weren't always able to eat kosher. And rather than, you know, be a hypocrite, we just chose to live our life in this particular manner. So
you didn't have the jazz singer thing where the father's like, "Oh my God, you're going to sing on a Friday."
No, I didn't have that. I didn't have that. I had a little trouble with my first marriage when I married a shiksa, but that cleared up. Thank God, my second wife now is a nice Jewish girl and everything is much better.
Oh, but how could you?
Hey, well, you, everybody's entitled to one mistake.
Good point. I hope she's not. No, no, she's not listening. Have you encountered, aside from me, anti-Semitism in this in the business that you can point your finger at and go, oh, I know it was because I'm a Jew?
I wouldn't call it anti-Semitism, but I have encountered in my career the sense when I went up for a role that when people knew what my background was, they would automatically say, oh, he might be too Jewish for this role.
Hmm.
You know, so the prejudgment of the talent. But I wouldn't necessarily call it anti-Semitism. It's just a mistaken judgment. You know, so I wouldn't go far as to say that.
Well, it's kind of funny that, as you said, your first break was Oklahoma. What did they cast you as? An Arab.
A peddler. Yeah, well, actually, he's a Jewish peddler, even though he says
Omar
he's Persian. Even though he says he's Persian, he's a Jewish. Because back in those days, who knew what a Persian looked like? Who knew what a Persian sounded like? This guy was actually Neiman and Marcus and Sackowitz and all of the Jewish merchants who avoided the anti-Semitism by picking out these nebulous identities. But I mean, even in the original play "Green Grow the Lilacs," written by Lynn Riggs, on which Oklahoma is based, the character is described as a short, wiry man with a middle European accent. And in that production, he's described as a Syrian peddler.
Interesting.
And he was incidentally, he was originally played in the straight play by Lee Strasberg.
Another one of us?
That's right. And the original in the musical was one of the greatest Yiddish actors that I ever worked with, which was Joseph Bulloff.
So tell me something about Bulloff, something interesting.
Bulloff was a wonderful actor.
Wow.
My favorite Joe Bulloff story is we were doing a show together called Schwarze Sein Ayid, which is translated as Hard to Be a Jew. And I was playing Schneerson, the Jew who's masquerading as the Gentile. They switch identities. And at any rate, it was the last performance. It was the final performance on a Sunday night. We had finished a full 20 weeks, and at the last, very last performance, Bulloff came up to my dressing room and said, Boyle, listen, in this scene that we do this and this and this, let's change this just a little bit. I want to see what happens. I think we can get more out of the scene. And it impressed me so that a man, first of all, of his stature, and it was the last show. But he kept working. He still was looking to make it better and improve his craft. And I also felt terribly flattered that he would include me in that exercise, that he felt I would do it with him and it was worthwhile taking that thing with me. And I love that story about him.
He's
a very
said,
funny, very good actor.
You keep learning. You keep learning.
Yeah.
That's what it's
I
all
mean,
about.
That's what the entire Jewish heritage and culture is. It's based on learning.
Now, speaking of the things that you've learned, you have played in various, not necessarily on Broadway, but you've played Fagin and Tevye,
right,
and Nathan Detroit and Guys and Dolls.
Right.
Where were you with the Cowardly Lion?
I was the Cowardly Lion, yes, in The Wizard of Oz. And,
well, where?
That was done at the St. Louis Muni. Which
it wasn't the Cowardly Lion in To Kill a Mockingbird.
No. But it was at the St. Louis Municipal Opera, which is a 12,000-seat open-air theater in St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow.
Yeah, 24,000 eyes looking at you every performance. It's quite an experience.
Is there any famous roles, say the Shakespearean or whatever, that you wish at some point you could play, or maybe you're too old and can't play now or still can?
You know something? I mean, there are lots of roles I'd like to attempt to play. I'd like to do the Entertainer, Archie Leach in the Entertainer. I'd like to do a lot of things, but I'm normally happiest doing what I'm doing. My favorite show is always the show I'm doing at the present time.
Could you tell us a little bit about that show, since you're doing a show?
We're doing a show now at the Volksbühne Theater, which is a lovely little theater in the basement of the JCC at 76th in Amsterdam. And the title of the show is called A Yiddish Vaudeville. And what we've basically decided to do, the Volksbühne, of course, is the only ongoing Yiddish theater in the country. And they were supposed to have a production come over from Israel, but because of all of the problems, visas could not be issued. And they had an opening for these few weeks, and the artistic director, Zalman Luttig, who is an old friend of mine. We together worked, he and Moshe Rosenfeld and I worked on The Golden Land, on Second Avenue, and those were the days. So we have a very, very rich and long friendship and history. But anyway, he called me and said, can you do us a favor and come here and do this show for us, write it, direct it, we'll find other writers, we'll get another director. And I have a very good friend of mine by the name of Dan Ceretta, who is a well-known Broadway director and choreographer, multiple Tony Award winner and so on, who's co-directing with me and helping me out, and lots of great writers. And what we did is we put together a real vaudeville show. And the only excuse for doing the show is to bring people into the theater and give them a taste of Yiddish vaudeville. And we've chosen some of the great old vaudeville sketches and some of the great routines from Michal Rosenberg and from Menashe Skolnick. And there's a bright young cast, some new young talents with glorious voices, and some talents that have been seen like Joanne Bortz and Alan Lewis Rickman, and the two young, Mitch Smolkin and
Mitch Smolkin, there's a name for you.
Yes, and Danny, who's the last name, God help me, escapes me at this particular
but
moment.
Give us if you can a little taste, a little stickle of what the vaudeville is, what you do there.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of little crossover skits and one-liners, and
you do the hot cha-cha thing. I love that.
Well, that I originated in on Second Avenue,
right,
25 years ago. But when they did on Second Avenue last year, Mike Burstyn recreated the number and did that. So we're not doing it in this show, but I'm doing some Menashe Skolnick. I'm doing a number that I wrote, which is all about a Catskill Mountain dining room, called Kalman the Kosher Cowboy, and
Kalman
the Last Glass of Tea.
Love it.
And I'm doing a wonderful, wonderful song that was originally done by Ludwig Zatz, called Ich Ben Kaheim, which is a beautiful, beautiful ballad of about a fellow who longs for the richness and tradition of the old home, of the Al Tehaim.
Do you sing it in Yiddish or English,
yes,
or both?
Yes,
or?
It's a good deal of Yiddish with super titles in English and in Russian for the Russian immigrants as well.
Could you do just a verse of it? I'll do the super titles here.
What do you want me to do?
No, make
give us a tune. And it's a song that goes with those kind of things. And I have some funs with to sign a babysitter is a job I get, but it all depends on who the baby is. It all depends on who the baby is. Me legs you off the table, me schmierts you ice mit oil. When the baby's Betty Grable, what mir schön gewesen royal, but it all depends on who the baby is. So there's lots of fun stuff.
I love it already. And this is where? At the JCC and Amsterdam? What? 334?
JCC at 76th and Amsterdam.
Oh, it sounds
Amsterdam. Unfortunately, it's right across the street from Riverside Memorial Chapel.
So people laugh themselves to death.
Yes, you can go straight from the JCC there if, God forbid, there's a problem.
By the way, we mentioned earlier also the phrase too Jewish, that you were perceived as being too Jewish for something.
Well, when I was, there was a time where that was said.
Right.
I was once told that I was too Jewish for Fiddler on the Roof.
You're kidding
Honest
me.
Honest to God. The casting people for Fiddler on the Roof once told me I was too Jewish for that show.
Even Golda Meir isn't too Jewish.
What can I tell you? Was kann ich sagen, since the Chulam of Zerekep, they told me that.
But the reason I bring it up is that there was a person who did a show off-Broadway called Too Jewish.
Yes, Avi Hoffman, a very, very good friend of mine.
And you are? Well, I saw on your website, aren't you doing a show?
Yes, Avi and I in Florida are going to be doing a production of The Sunshine Boys.
Wow,
we're
going
to make ourselves up to look older.
Yes.
And, of course, everybody who comes to see the show down there will say, oy vey, Esmer, look how old they got.
And you a new daddy yet.
Yes, yes.
So, but who plays who? Who's the George Burns and who's the local
I'm going to be the Mathau character, and Avi's going to do the George Burns character.
And that's in Florida when? In February?
In Florida. We'll be doing that in January at Avi's new theater called the New Vista Theater.
Avi owns a theater. That's wonderful.
He's begun a new theater. He doesn't own the theater, but he's created a theater company, and we've rented a theater, or he has rented a theater. And he's looking to produce several shows a year in repertory.
That's wonderful. That's
yeah, it's great. He's a very ambitious, very talented, go-getter kind of a guy. And we're very good friends. And when he asked me if I would participate with him, I told him it would be my pleasure.
Well, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, Bruce Adler. I have one more question for you.
Now
that you're going to not only marry, but a family man with a wonderful tzatzkala on the way. What, since you have to travel for your jobs, and you do cruises,
right,
and you do these things all over the country.
I just signed with an international agency. I'm out of work all over the world.
True, but seriously, yeah. Is that difficult sometimes with the wife? You know, when
it is.
There's no one
it
nagging
is.
You for a month? I mean, you miss that?
Right now, I sort of don't like being away from. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I have 2 days off. Monday and Tuesday, we don't play at the Volksbühne. So I'm flying home for the day. For the 2 days tomorrow, because we have a home in Florida as well.
Oh.
And that's where my wife is right now with my two stepchildren, because I have two stepchildren, Emily, who is 15, and AJ, who is 11. And they go to school in Florida. And so we have a home there, and then we have the home here. And right now, because Kinahara, my wife, is in her 27th month, she's not allowed to travel. She stays there, and so I'm going down there. But usually we try to make sure that she and the kids come to visit me or I fly home on a day off. But I'm finally at the point in my life where I don't like being away from home.
Well, we always wish you have a home everywhere with your talent, with your joy that you bring to the theater. I want to also wish you so much luck and good mazel with the baby on the way.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being with me, Rabbi Solomon. Bruce Adler, God bless you.
It was a great, great pleasure, and I hope to have it again.